U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska, John Boozman of Arkansas, and Ted Budd of North Carolina introduced legislation that would permanently authorize and expand the External Provider Scheduling, or EPS, program at the Department of Veterans Affairs to make it easier to schedule health care appointments for veterans in the community. EPS allows Veteran Affairs to view the schedules of community care providers, which reduces the time it takes them to schedule community care appointments and connects veterans with needed health care in a more timely manner. Senator Moran said veterans should not have to wait weeks or months to obtain the care and services they have earned. So by simplifying the community care appointment scheduling process and improving communication between the Veterans Affairs and community providers, the External Provider Scheduling Program has resulted in veterans getting the health care they need faster. This bill would continue the EPS program so that even more veterans will benefit from it, improving access to care nationwide. In the initial rollout phase, EPS led to a 65% improvement in the timelines of community care scheduling and increased the scheduler productivity from 7 appointments a day to more than 20. Fort Hays Tech North Central has been awarded a $3,002,788 grant to support the purchase of heavy machinery for its training program, and this funding will expand opportunities for students to gain hands-on experience, increase the number of trained machinery operators in the region, and improve their ability to obtain professional certifications. The initiative addresses a critical regional need by preparing skilled operators who can assist with disaster response and recovery efforts in North Central and Northwest Kansas, and the program is projected to graduate approximately 30 trained individuals per year, directly contributing to workforce readiness in the area. Fort Hays Tech North Central President Eric Burks stated they're very grateful to be selected to all and thankful to all who assisted them in the application process and who supported their proposal, and this grant will enable them to better serve their students and communities. He said as a result, they could enhance the effectiveness and affordability of their heavy equipment operations program. Beyond disaster response, the project will also bolster their agribusiness sector by enabling crucial infrastructure improvements, and these enhancements include rebuilding access roads, creating waterways, installing culverts, and constructing ponds to mitigate flooding risks for crops, homes, and businesses. By equipping students with real-world experience in infrastructure development, the program will play a key role in strengthening the regional economy, enhancing economic resilience, and fostering long-term growth. And Department Chair Mark Jones said this funding will allow their students to develop their equipment operation skills with the newest technology as they prepare to enter the workforce and strengthen the Kansas economy. The new equipment and expanded training opportunities will provide students with in-demand skills, making them valuable assets to local industries and disaster recovery efforts. And this investment underscores Fort Hays Tech North Central's commitment to workforce development, economic growth, and regional sustainability. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced the Kansas Department of Insurance recovered more than $11.8 million for Kansans in 2024. The department's Consumer Assistance Division has recovered over $47.7 million for Kansans since Commissioner Schmidt first took office in 2019. Commissioner Schmidt said consumer assistance is one of her top priorities, and she's proud that they have been able to help so many Kansans. And if you have an issue with insurance, she wants to hear from you. Funds considered recovered are calculated when department staff assists individuals in need of support during their insurance claims process. If a dispute arises between a policyholder and an insurance company, regardless of the type of insurance, the Kansas Department of Insurance investigates the complaint. Department staff works with the consumer and the company to ensure the insurance policy is followed and benefits are paid accordingly. If you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, you can contact the Kansas Department of Insurance Consumer Assistance Division by calling 785-296-3071. You can email kdoi.complaints@ks.gov, or you can visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns and for a county-by-county breakdown of the recoveries.